if you're going to get the beans out of a pod by hand. You know, you say that you have to
break them.
Okay, but if you're going to, not breaking up beans, but you're really taking like
taking
them out of the shell. What do you say? I've got to. If you've got like a butter beans or something in your
bowl. That's a shell.
Okay. What is the kind of large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod? You know, that you would have to shell. What kinds of beans do
they
you
shell?
Might not really.
Pinto bean, Mike.
Okay. Anything smaller than a pinto bean?
Well, that'd be a navy bean.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of that you have to shell? Okay.
English bean.
All right. How about the kinds of beans that you eat with, that we grow around here, and you eat with real good with corn and tomatoes?
Well, that's green beans.
But if it's the kind you shell, what kind is it?
Butter beans, I guess.
Okay. Do you have a general term for all beans? You know, if you're going to talk about beans, do you have any kind of a for the kinds that you eat, pod and all, you know, that you don't shell.
Yeah, well, there'd be a green bean, there'd be a cornfield bean, and a snap bean, you'd call them, I guess.
Okay. You take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of what?
Turnip greens.
Alright. What other greens can you use besides turnip tops?
Well, there's spinach and collards and mustard and rape.
Okay. What's the green stuff that you put in salads?
Huh?
What's the green stuff that you put in salads? Like if you had two, you might, they grow also in bunches that you use them in salads, like with tomatoes.
Cucumbers.
Okay, and what were we talking about earlier when we were talking about cabbages? Similar to cabbage.
A lettuce.
Okay. If you talk about lettuce, you would say, I've got, do you say some lettuce, or what do you say, I've got, how do you refer to lettuce when you talk about them?
Lettuce.
Okay, just hit. Let's see. Okay. What's the outside of an ear of corn called?
Shuck.
Okay. What kind of corn is tender enough to eat off the cob? What kind of corn is that?
Well, that's roasting ears.
Alright. Is it any particular kind of roasting ears or just?
Well, they's yeller and they's white.
Okay.
Sweet corn.
Alright. Which one is the yellow and the white? Which one is sweeter? Both of them sweet?
The yellow is usually sweeter.
Okay. What's the thing that grows out of the top of a corn stalk? It'll come back to you a little bit. We'll talk about the other parts of the corn ear. Okay. What's the stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shuck and you have to brush it off the
ear? Silks.
Okay. And
tossel's what I was trying to think of. Tossel.
Oh, I need to think of it. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what kind of small, yellow, crook-necked vegetable? What's the?
Squash.
All right. Is there any name for it when you let it dry?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What kinds of melons do you grow?
Well, watermelons and mushmelons.
All right. Anything else?
That's all.
Is there another name for the melon with the yellow meat, if it's shaped a little bit differently?
Well, that's a yellow watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything that's similar to the mushmelon?
Well, yes, there's the that one I chunned now. Butternut squash.
Okay. What springs up in the woods and fields after a rain? Little white umbrella shaped things.
Mushrooms.
Okay.